The federal government says a proposed high-speed train project between Sydney and Newcastle has the potential to boost the Australian economy by $250 billion over 50 years. Federal Transport and Infrastructure Minister Catherine King says the figures have been presented to the government in a business case for the project. It outlines a two-year development phase that could see construction begin in 2028 if final investment approval is given. The government has committed an additional $230 million to support detailed planning work, including refining the design and scope.
So whilst the high-speed rail will bring the travel down from Newcastle to Sydney to an hour, from Gosford to Sydney to 30 minutes, really what that means for this economy here is a heavy vote of confidence. Now, we know the costs of this project are high. You can't build a rail project without significant costs. There's none in the country that haven't cost money. High-speed rail is an expensive project. The business case talks about, in terms of 1A and 1B, the costs being around the $55 billion mark.